Today from the Ohio Newsroom, turning pollution into paint. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Sunday Creek in southeast Ohio is home to one of the many historic coal mines that dot Appalachia. Many of these mines were abandoned long ago, but their impact remains. Toxic sludge seeps out and pollutes Ohio's streams. A local organization is combining science and art to solve the problem. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford has more.
The water running through Sunday Creek rambles without a hint of wildlife. There are no fish darting or crayfish to ensnare. Still, it catches your eye. The stream is a deep orange color.
This is all iron oxide, so it's the same oxidation processes as when, you know, you end up with rust. It's that same rusty color, but here it's happening in the water.
That's Michelle Shively McIver of the local nonprofit Rural Action, a group working to restore these waterways. In the 60s, this area was actively mined, and at that time, it was perfectly legal to seal up a coal mine and walk away.
Then when those areas were abandoned, we end up with all this void space where water is going to find its way down in there. And if you have water, oxygen, and pyrite, if you have those three things, that starts a chain of chemical reactions.
Those reactions lead to the chemicals in the toxic orange sludge that, two decades later, came pouring out of the mine near Sunday Creek. Around 600 pounds of iron oxide every single day.
So it's like junking several cars in that creek every day since the 1980s.
Guy Riefler is a civil engineer at Ohio University. When he first saw one of these orange streams jutting through rural Ohio, he couldn't believe that no one had done anything about it.
It's ugly. It reduces your quality of life. These are great little streams that, you know, would be good for fishing and kayaking, and all of those things are unavailable to the local community because of this pollution.
Problem is, it's expensive to treat this water. And Riefler says the acid drainage will continue for another century.
The question we were trying to ask was not how to clean it up, but how do we clean it up for free?
He didn't find his answer until he met his colleague, art professor John Sabraw. They've spent the past decade working to take this acid mine drainage and turn it into a pigment. Iron oxide is the same chemical used in rust-colored paints today. The paint's orangey-brown hues are on full display at Sabraw's art studio.
See how that's like got this cracking going on and this really like almost alligator skin texture? So that's basically.
He says this new paint has completely changed his art.
It allowed me to enter a space where I can have an ongoing conversation with my environment through paintings.
More importantly, though, it's making it possible to clean up the stream. They can sell the pigment for $1 a pound.
And the whole point is to create a circular, sustainable process that pays for the cleanup of the streams by selling the pigment on the market, right?
Together with the nonprofit Rural Action, they broke ground this summer on a treatment facility big enough to completely rid the stream of its acid mine drainage. Shively McIver says it's exciting to think of all the art that could come from this effort, but she's most excited to see bugs and fish return to Sunday Creek.
We're doing it for the life. We're doing it for the wildlife to be able to bring these streams back to what they once were and what they should be.
The art is beautiful, she says, but the real beauty is in the clean, clear water itself. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Millfield.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.